usaradiofood.com. Find out more at usaradiofood.com.
The Department of Justice is going to investigate the deadly police shooting of a black man in Baton Rouge.
I have full confidence that this matter will be investigated thoroughly, impartially, and professionally, and I will demand that that's the way it's conducted, and I know that the people of Louisiana will join me in doing so.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying the DOJ and FBI are going to take the lead in the case. Edwards admitting that he has very serious concerns after watching the video of Alton Sterling's shooting death. Jim Enslin is thanking a nurse for donating a kidney. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero explains.
Jim Enslin of Peoria, Arizona, received a kidney just over 3 months ago from Kate Burris. She got the idea to donate after watching an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Not everyone can donate a kidney, so it was something that I could do. And, I mean, I'm a nurse. I like to help other people.
Enslin says he was down to only 10% kidney function and was on the very verge of going on dialysis when Burris' kidney became available. Both are now living normal lives. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump says Newt Gingrich is going to be a part of the government if he's elected president. USA Radio's Chris Barnes is live in Washington.
On the same day, the Tennessee Senator Bob Corker and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst say they're withdrawing their names from consideration by the likely Republican presidential nominee as possible running mates. Trump teases the crowd in Ohio with this.
And I'm not saying anything, and I'm not telling even Newt anything, but I can tell you, in one form or another, Newt Gingrich is going to be involved with our government. That I can tell you.
Gingrich said to be on Trump's short list to be his running mate, though Trump also says he still has about 10 people on that list as possibles. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republicans calling out Democrats for blocking gun control legislation. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirtz.
House Republicans are calling out Democrats for their refusal to support a gun control measure simply because Democrats didn't come up with the bill. New York Representative Lee Zeldin called out Democrats after their recent publicity stunt.
2 weeks ago, House Democrats waged a disruptive and destructive sit-in to shut down Congress because they supposedly wanted to pass legislation that prevents terrorists from being able to purchase firearms. Now they can, with this proposal coming to the House floor, but Democrats are opposing it for no good reason.
Zeldin said the bill gives Democrats what they want. People on the no-fly list can't buy guns. However, Democrats don't want to allow gun owners due process in court before taking their guns away. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 77 steamy degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is a high of 90, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon. Tonight there's a slight chance of showers before 1 a.m., the low only going down to 70, and the hot, humid weather continues into tomorrow and Saturday with high near 92 and 90 with a chance of thunderstorms each day, and then Sunday the showers, the humidity clears out a little bit, and it will be sunny with a high near 70.
She's a No, it isn't deja vu. For the second week in a row, Jennifer's playing Drive My Car.
Because I was taken to task for not having the proper one.
Okay.
So this is the proper one.
Have
this
the CD of it
now? I do.
From the library collection?
From the library collection.
Very good. Little right off the bat. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, are we sure this isn't drowning me out? Sounds pretty loud in my headphones. Thank you, Jennifer. I think we got the gist of Drive My Car. Probably not one of my favorite Beatles songs, by the way. Even though I know you're playing this for a reason. But Jennifer, we're talking about the library. Remember to save the first three Wednesday evenings in August. And join us at HCL for our outdoor concert series, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. While you're saving dates, add Saturday, August 6th to that list for Comic Fest at HCL. Who is the woman never stood for a gadabout? Who is the woman that the town's simply mad about? J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-U-C is a name that a shame never has been connected with. Jennifer.
That's me.
Summer reading clubs for adults and kids are going strong at HCL. Information about our annual discounts with your library card for local businesses. All that and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Is that Finnegan or is that Music Man?
No, it's Harrigan.
Harrigan.
George M. Cohen. The great George M. Cohen. I obviously watched Yankee Doodle Dandy over the July 4th weekend.
Did you
ever see that?
Yes,
musical?
I have. Of course.
It was ranked as one of the top musicals or one of the top movies of all time. Jimmy Cagney, I believe, won his only Oscar for portraying George M. Cohen. And you didn't. Jimmy Cagney, you know, was known as a gangster in all his films.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know. If you haven't seen Yankee Doodle Dandy, a hell of a dancer, Jimmy Cagney.
He was.
So I didn't really know that either. He playing the whole Rubber Soul album for us, Jennifer.
No, I was listening to you. Saying.
Do you want Kiko to stop listening right off the bat?
No, I want Kiko to listen today because, Kiko, please let us know you're listening. We need you. Jim's going to need you for trivia later.
Jennifer has some military trivia, it must be.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the Library Show. I've got the Beatles on my mind right now, Jennifer.
You always have the Beatles on your mind, Jim.
I mentioned at the top of the show that we have summer reading clubs going strong. So there's not many programs coming up this week, right? Do we have a movie or anything coming up? A little quiet week at the Hunterdon County Library post-4th of July. By the way, how did you spend your holiday weekend?
Please don't ask.
I just asked.
I know, don't.
Why? What happened? Did you blow your finger off with fireworks?
I did not. I waited. I just hung out.
Right? How did you celebrate our nation's birthday?
I sang the score of 1776, if you must know. Hi, Matt.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Is that a great musical? I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? Oh, you should listen to it. It's really good.
It was cool on soundtrack. After Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No.
Oh, you missed it.
They played in order West Side Story, The Music Man, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and then 1776.
Nice.
So it's a musical about the signing of the Declaration mm-hmm. of Independence?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So like Thomas Jefferson dances and sings?
John Adams.
Really?
Yeah. It's really... It's
any famous people in this movie?
I don't know the movie. I don't remember who was on Broadway. But it was because it came... You know, it was 1976.
That it came out?
Yeah.
But oh, really?
It was really good. The music is good.
Hamilton is taking...
Yeah.
The country by storm on Broadway.
Yes.
So maybe we're thinking of another, if you think, that was George M. Cohen's whole shtick, was writing patriotic plays and things.
Yeah.
He wrote, if you know who George M. Cohen is, by the way, he's the only actor-performer to have a statue on Broadway.
He is.
George M. Cohen.
Where is it?
It's right in Times Square, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But he also, besides doing plays, they called him the man that owned Broadway. So he was, his popularity was the turn of the century through like the 1920s.
Right, like through the Tin Pan Alley kind of years.
Yeah, so his most famous numbers were the patriotic standards over there for World War I and It's a Grand Old Flag are his two most popular. Harrigan, the one that I opened the show with, was not as popular, Jennifer.
Oh, I think a lot of people know that, though.
And you also give my regards to Broadway?
Yes.
George M. Cohen. That famous song. But enough about George M. Cohen, Jennifer. So, going back to how you celebrated your holiday.
No, I was going to tell you something about the library, the reading club.
Okay.
This afternoon at the North County branch, we're going to have David Malou of that physics show. It's an off-Broadway play that's run won a Drama Desk Critic Award. He was at headquarters 2 weeks ago. But before, in typical HCL fashion, because we had this once before with one of our guests, he's on the Live with Kelly show this morning before he comes to North County.
Is that right?
That's what he called yesterday and said it.
Wow.
We couldn't find it on the schedule, so we're hoping
it's
true.
What a coup for the Huntington County Library.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's our second guest, like our second performer we've had on a morning show.
That's great. So he's today at the North County Branch Library. Mm-hmm. This is for the kids?
Yeah, the tickets are all sold out. But,
okay. But he'll be coming to the main branch at some point, right?
No, he was there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really
cool.
So
he's an up-and-comer, I guess, that we're catching his rising star here?
Yes.
Okay, so back to the 4th of July. You're not getting out of that so easy.
Did you see
any fireworks? Watch anything patriotic?
I told you I sang the score of 1776.
Did you? Oh, you weren't kidding about that.
No, I wasn't kidding.
How long
did
that take you?
Days.
Can you hum a few bars of one of the songs for us? Or maybe over the next commercial break,
I'll find
play
it on
one
YouTube.
Of the songs.
Okay.
Okay, and
I just wanted to say
any fireworks?
I saw them through the trees a little bit because they shoot them off as riffus, and I really can't see them.
All you had to do was walk a quarter mile, and you could have had the best view of the in the house.
I will tell you later off the air what happens.
Okay, never mind.
By
the way, on my 4th of July festivities included visiting the Flemington Beer Garden, which opened on Friday.
Did you hear anything about it?
I
heard there were 850 people there Friday night.
Very possible.
And there was a woman. One of the first customers there had just moved to Flemington, and she thought this was the best idea since, you know, sliced bread. And she bought the first 20 people drinks.
Really?
That's
how nice. No, it was a very good crowd. The food was provided by Grateful Bites, which I believe is what used to be Baker's Treat.
Yeah, we couldn't remember the name of it. They have really good food.
Yes, and then Jake's provided the beverages. And they had, you know, tents and tables set up because I think a rainstorm came through right before they
opened.
Yeah,
I drove by. It looked pretty it was nice.
They had cornhole and they had music.
Corn what?
Hole. It's a game.
Oh.
You'll probably win it next week.
I probably have to give it back.
At the tilted kilt. Why do I always want to say twisted kilt?
I said quilted tilt last
week. No free advertising for them this week, by the way? No. Nothing. No
we were there last night. It was fun. You should go some night. You should meet us some night.
I will. I'll try, Jennifer.
You always say that, Jim.
I have a busy social calendar.
Oh, my goodness.
But every Friday and Saturday throughout the summer, right? The beer garden will be open?
Yes.
Jim Gannot.
Except for it will not be open July 16th because that's salsa night.
Got it. Thank you. You said that very forcefully.
I'm sorry.
You were very adamant about that. Okay. I think one of the people we need to thank for the beer garden is Jim Gannot. I believe he's on the board. That made this happen. Jim Gannot, of course, is. Don't look at me. Like
I don't know. I know Paul
Jim Gannot, of course, has the radio show right after ours. His Taking Care of Business Show at 12 noon. So Jim Gannot, yes, is a. What's so funny about Jim Gannot?
Not Jim Gannot. I'm going to tell you in a minute.
So thank Jim Gannot and the new Flemington bit. I think for getting this off the ground. So. Will I see you there some Friday? I'll buy you a drink.
Probably so.
If I see you on a Friday or Saturday.
All right.
You know what it's like, Jennifer? In my mind, it's like a tailgate party.
Yeah.
Like you're at a Bruce concert in the parking lot because you're pretty much standing in a parking lot.
Did you see any fireworks?
Standing drinking beer. No, I had a few left over from last year that I set off in my backyard.
Nothing too spectacular, though. Aren't listening.
Nothing too spectacular.
I wanted to make one note from last week's show. You had talked about the quilts in the showcases.
Mm-hmm.
There is a picture up on Facebook of them. And it's the Courthouse Quilters Guild.
Okay.
And it's every other year they have a show at the Prowlsville Mill in late September, early October. So that's what it is.
Big event happening this week. I guess it's technically in Huntington County. But a lot of Huntington County artists will be displaying their work in the Tinicum Art Festival.
Mm-hmm. I got Richard T.
In Irwinna, PA, right across the river from Frenchtown. So if you're around Saturday or Sunday, I suggest that I might actually try to go see that. I haven't been there in a few years. Maybe find some new artists for our gallery, Jennifer. That's a good place to kind
you'll
of
slide it into your social
shop
calendar.
Around for new artists. Yes, I'll try to slide it into my social calendar.
All right, before we go to the break, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Mushroom walks into a bar. Bartender says, "You can't drink in here." Mushroom says, "Why not? I'm a fungi."
That's mildly amusing. Thank you.
Thanks, Morgan. Appreciate it. All right, so shall we go to our first commercial break, and we'll come back with I'm Smarter Than You?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I believe we're listening to a selection from the play 1776.
The film. And actually, I misspoke. It's from 1972.
Oh, okay. That's fine, Jennifer. No harm done.
This is Sit Down, John.
So what does that mean? They're in Congress.
Yeah, John Adams is throwing a fit. And they're telling him to knock it off.
That sounds... I know who that guy is. I can tell that voice. He was in... That's a famous actor.
All right, I'll look it up while you do.
Okay, it's time for Today in History. I didn't get my normal music, but this will do, Jennifer. I don't have anything from 1776 on this date. They're probably still celebrating the Declaration or running and hiding, one of the two. But it's Today in History. This time...
It's William Daniels. William David Daniels.
I forget what he was in.
The Blue...
He was Blue. A father... No, he was in that show Saved by the Bell or something. He was a teacher.
Was he?
That's going to be my guess, Jennifer. See if I'm correct.
He was in Macmillan and Wife, The Nancy Walker Show, Rockford Files, Quincy, Soap, Family, The Rebels, Private Benjamin, the TV show. He was in St. Elsewhere, Knight Rider, Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, that was it. He was a teacher in Boy Meets World.
Yeah. He was in Grey's Anatomy, too, actually.
See? Great career for the... In 1776 kicked off his career, you think? We digress, Jennifer. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be July 7th, 2016, and also some people who were born or who have died on July 7th in years past. We'll see if Jennifer knows who they are. Jennifer likes to call this game what?
They call at South County, they call it I'm Smarter Than You.
I know, but you are smarter than me.
I'm not.
If we asked these questions in reverse, Jennifer, I would be I'd do terrible at it.
You wouldn't. We know different things, Jim.
That's very diplomatic of you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Welcome.
Let's start with 1863. Jennifer, sounds like a Civil War trivia to me. The United States begins its first military draft on this date, July 7th. A question to you, Jennifer, is you could get out of the draft if you wanted to. How?
I don't know.
You paid $300. And you were out.
Figures.
So, obviously, compensations for the rich even back then, Jennifer.
Yes.
1865, Jennifer. The four conspirators in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln are hanged on this date. What is significant about that? What was a first in that event? I don't know if I'm wording this right. I'm confusing you. I apologize.
I don't know.
The first woman was hanged.
Oh, really?
Ever.
In the United States, yeah.
In the United States. She owned the inn where the conspirators met, I believe. And, of course, John Wilkes Booth was already dead, I believe. 1898, Jennifer. U.S. President William McKinley signs the Newlands Resolution. I just need to know what the Newlands Resolution is.
What year?
1898.
Spell it.
N-E-W-L-A-N-D-S. Newlands. The hint is in the name.
Was it annexing Alaska as a territory?
That is, don't run a good guess. It was annexing Hawaii. Nice, Jennifer. Great deduction.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Morgan knew it was Boy
Kiko Meets World. Kiko is listening.
Oh, good. Okay, Kiko, we'll be with you.
So we will have military trivia for you shortly, Kiko. Let's cut through my game first. And I actually have some things to say about the Beatles, so Kiko will have to listen to that because he wants to hear the military trivia.
I'm going
to
cut him off, Kiko. Don't worry.
1928, Jennifer. This is sold for the first time by the Chillicothe Baking Company of Chillicothe, Missouri. What is sold for the first time?
Can you spell it? And Kiko, I think already has something
The name doesn't matter. Chillicothe Baking Company. My hint to you is there hasn't been a best thing since this. What's that phrase I'm referring to?
It's some kind of cracker or cookie.
The best thing since what, Jennifer?
Oh, sliced bread. I even said it to you earlier. And Kiko, I believe, has something to say about the Beatles.
Okay. 1947, Jennifer, on July 7th, the Roswell incident occurred.
Oh, it was a UFO thing out in the desert in New Mexico, and some people claimed it was a big cover-up, and some people claimed it was true.
Correct.
Thank you.
Kiko knew that the first woman got hanged.
I'm sure he did.
Way. 1954, Jennifer. Who makes the radio debut with the recording That's All Right? And WHBQ.
Where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
I was going to say Elvis.
Elvis Presley is correct. That song, That's All Right? That's All Right, Mama? You know that song?
I don't.
Okay. Finally, 1981, Jennifer, who does Ronald Reagan appoint to become the first female member of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Much to my dismay, Sandra Day O'Connor.
Why?
I was hoping.
You wanted
I did.
To be you?
I did.
Well, maybe you should have studied law at some point.
Well, I was only 13 years old at the time, so.
So.
It was likely to happen.
So you were going to study law for that reason, and then when they just gave it up because he couldn't
That's
be the first
one? That's
not
the only reason I gave it up, but.
I think you would have been a good lawyer.
Thank you. I still consider studying it, like going to law school.
I have a cousin who's a judge down in Virginia.
My father used to be a judge.
Is there a joke in this?
No, there were a lot of jokes in it.
Borner died, Jennifer, on this day, July 7th, by the way. 1899, George Cukor. I don't know why I remember who this is. I must have seen a show about him.
1899?
Yeah, he was born.
George
Cukor, or Cukor.
C?
C-U-K-O-R.
No.
He was a film director in Hollywood. I just know him for, he got kicked. He was the director of Gone with the Wind, and they booted him before the film was finished.
And they got Roger Selznick instead.
Well, David O. Selznick was the producer.
Oh, okay.
I forget who replaced him. The guy who did The Wizard of Oz replaced him.
I see.
1924, Mary Ford was born.
Mary Ford. 1924. 1924.
Mayor Ford was married, she was a singer, most famously married to Les Paul. Les Paul and Mary Ford,
mm-hmm.
popular.
Now that you say it.
1927, Doc Severinsen was born.
He was a band leader, most notably the band leader of the Tonight Show Band for Johnny Carson.
Correct. Finally, not finally, I got a few more. 1940, Jennifer, Richard Starkey was born.
He was the original, no, he's Ringo Starr. And he's the only Beatle not to have been knighted by Queen Elizabeth. Get on the stick, please.
Knighted by, they were all knighted by Queen Elizabeth.
Except for Richard Starkey.
Oh, because?
He has not been.
Ringo Starr was then.
No, he was not.
Now you have to check the, double check that one, Jennifer. They all received, MBEs, British, Order of the British Empires. They
That's
all
not a knighthood.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. I didn't want to talk about this. So Ringo Starr was born in this state. The oldest Beatle, Jennifer, he's still alive. Kiko reminded me of a quote of John Lennon's this morning. When John Lennon was asked, Jennifer, if Ringo Starr was the best drummer ever, what was John Lennon's response? John Lennon said, best ever. He goes, he's not even the best drummer in the Beatles. So he was a good, solid drummer, Jennifer, but nothing flashy. Paul McCartney probably was actually a better Beatle, always kind of taught him his drum lines and things like that. But Ringo Starr didn't have to do much. He just had to keep the beat, and he was an excellent technical drummer. And one more quick Beatles note. Yesterday was an anniversary of the day when John Lennon met Paul McCartney, July 6th at a church fair in 1957 in Liverpool, England.
Okay.
An interesting story behind that, real quick, Jennifer. I just think this is a fascinating story. So John Lennon growing up was kind of like a rough and tumble teen, like he always got in trouble. He had his best friend growing up was a kid named Ivan Vaughn, who went to elementary school, etc. with. When it was time to go to high school, John Lennon was going to the one high school. His mother, Ivan Vaughn's mother, was so sick of John Lennon getting her son in trouble, that she purposely sent this boy to another school so she didn't have to deal with John Lennon anymore. So she sent her son to another school. When that son went to another school, he became best friends with who? Paul McCartney.
How about that?
So that's who introduced...
Small world.
Ivan Vaughn introduced Paul McCartney to John Lennon. So technically, Ivan Vaughn's mother is the reason the Beatles became... Otherwise, John Lennon and Paul McCartney would never have met in a million years. They went to different schools, lived in different places, but Ivan Vaughn's mother decided...
Thank you, Mrs. Vaughn.
...to send Ivan Vaughn to a different
school. You could have saved me 10 minutes of my life.
Okay, moving on. That's it. I promise. No more Beatles, even
though
it's Ringo Starr's birthday. 1949, Shelley Duvall was born. I have three more.
I can't think of a role she's in. She's an actress.
She's an actress. She was in The Shining, probably most famously. She was also in Popeye. She's kind of
That's who I'm thinking of. That's
what you're thinking
of.
Died in 1975, Jennifer Ruffian. Ruffian
he was a horse?
She
was a horse.
Was an undefeated racehorse who died in a match race with the Kentucky Derby winner, Foolish Pleasure, in 1975. Which effectively ended the practice of match races in the United States. Tragic. She snapped her leg like on the first turn. Look it up sometime.
No, thank you.
And then finally died in 2006. You're not going to know this one. I don't know. I put it here just because...
You're supposed to ask me things you think I might know.
Oh, I know. Should I not say it?
It's
Sid Barrett. You're not going to know.
No.
Kiko's blowing up my phone here.
He should.
He was the founding member of Pink Floyd. He created Pink Floyd.
It sounds familiar, but I know Pink Floyd.
But then he went crazy, and they kicked him out of Pink Floyd. Roger Waters and Gilmore kicked him out of Pink Floyd.
I can see that.
And he eventually went completely insane, I believe. Sid Barrett.
Yeah.
Died on this date in 2006.
That's too bad. All right. Has Kiko taken you to task?
No. Why don't we give Kiko some military trivia to keep him listening?
Thank you, Kiko. Rescue me.
If you don't know who Kiko is, everybody, he's probably our most loyal listener. Morgan's trying to catch up a little bit, but
Morgan
she's got a ways to go.
She does. And Jean is also one of our loyal listeners.
Jean, the dancing machine.
Yes.
Is there dancing at the Tilted Kilt?
There was last night. Actually, you'll be very proud of me. I showed the waitresses how to do the gopher dance.
What is the gopher dance?
They're from Caddyshack.
Oh.
They were not aware of it, and Matt played them all right, and then I did the gopher dance. And I also tried to dance to Twist and Shout with aforementioned GM Scott, but he's a
Twist and Shout
sport.
By what group?
I think he played by the Isley Brothers, I think. I don't think it was the Beatles. But he was a poor sport, and he would not dance.
So Jennifer was dancing? I got to see this
but
wild
I did,
and
I,
crazy Jennifer out on the
Yes, I showed, showed them how to do the gopher dance. They didn't quite get it. But it's very hard being like one of the oldest people in a place.
It's good you're imparting your wisdom on everyone.
Yeah. Okay. So last week there were some – and last night we were actually promised some fictional weapons questions.
Fictional weapons?
And we didn't get them, so I want – I'm going to ask
Give me
Matt
an example of that.
I don't know. I want – well, like Excalibur, although there's those who say wouldn't say he was fictional. But anyway, okay. You and Kiko ready? What did he say?
Can't be said on the air. Kiko's last message. Okay, I'm ready for some military trivia. I'm gonna match my wits against Kiko Marilla.
All right, you ready,
West
Kiko?
West Point graduate.
All right, here we go. What term was given to Roman citizens who joined the Roman army? The term roughly comes...
Centurion.
No, the term roughly comes from Latin for chosen body of soldiers.
I should know this.
You should. I will not give you the hint, and we'll give Kiko a chance.
Okay.
And then I'll go back and give you hints.
Go ahead.
In 1453, he's going to say, he's going to have a comment that these are too old. In 1453...
You don't even know Kiko.
The Ottomans captured Constantinople from what group?
The Ottomans, the Turks.
No, that is Turkey.
Oh.
Number three, the Middletown School District has a lot to answer for.
Oh, boy, do they.
The assassination of this man in Sarajevo was arguably the...
Archduke Ferdinand.
...that started World War I. That is correct.
Thank you.
In 1914, during World War I, soldiers participated in what so-called unofficial truce?
Oh, I do know this.
You do know this.
Is it a Christmas Day truce?
The Christmas truce, correct. Who would Kiko? You're not answering any questions. What's going on?
You'll get there. My phone sometimes is slow.
Who was the U.S. chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the Persian Gulf War?
Schwarzkopf.
No.
He was the Colin Powell.
Colin Powell. From 1904 to 1905, the Japanese Empire went to war with what other world empire?
China.
No.
1904 and 1905? Russia.
Correct. The Russo-Japanese War. In informal military and law enforcement lingo, what does BOLO stand for?
BOLO?
BOLO.
It's in military and law enforcement?
Yes.
I should know this?
Yes.
BOLO. I don't know.
Be on the lookout?
No. I never would have came up with
really?
That.
Really? I thought that was like a pretty...
Should be BOTLO.
President George W. Bush's infamous speech under a banner...
1,000 points of light.
Let me finish the question. The point's taken off if you get it wrong. Under a banner reading, Mission Accomplished took place on what Air Force carrier?
Yes. It begins with an N.
It does not.
Oh.
Begins with the USS.
The USS, I don't know.
What was the name of the U.S. military? What was the name of the U.S. military?
I was thinking the Nimitz.
No, that's not it. He was a five-star general in the Navy, though. Admiral. What was the name of the U.S. What was the name the U.S. military gave the National Liberation Front in 1960?
PLO.
In 1960. No.
So read the question one more time.
What was the name the U.S. military gave to the National Liberation Front in 1960?
I don't know.
The War of Jenkins' Ear was an oddly named 18th century war between Great Britain and what country? A war partially over disputed land between South Carolina and Florida.
Wait, I'm looking for another English country?
No, it's between Great Britain and what country?
Scotland?
No.
Ireland.
Oh, now you're just guessing.
Of course, I'm just guessing.
All right. So, Does Kiko want me not to give the answers? And does he want a chance
I think he's listening, so go ahead.
You want me to give the answers or give him a chance to answer?
Read them one more time. Give me what was the first one? I want the first letter.
What term was given to Roman citizens who joined the Roman army? L. There's a famous disease named after this.
Lepers?
Legionnaire.
Just read the ones that I missed.
That would be most of them. In 1943, the Ottomans captured Constantinople from what group? Begins with a B.
The Byzantines.
Very good, Jim Thatch. President George Bush's infamous speech under a banner reading "Mission Accomplished."
Enterprise.
No, listen, Kiko. Maybe he answered something.
You got Christmas. He's on a tape delay.
There's no tape delay.
Oh no, because my phone. He probably answered all of these, so okay. They'll be coming in slowly. So you got Christmas right.
Okay.
So what was the? Just read that last question.
George Bush's famous speech under "Mission Accomplished." The USS. It's an aircraft carrier named after a mid-19th century president.
The Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Very good, Jim Thatch. The USS Military NL National Liberation Front from 1960 was Viet Cong.
Oh, should have got that one.
And the War of Jenkins' Ear in the 17th century between Great Britain and Spain, which had a very strong foothold.
So why was it called Jenkins' Ear?
That I do not know.
That would have been a great...
It would have been great. I'll look it up. You know what? I'll look it up on
Kiko, why was it called Jenkins' Ear? Kiko will take care of this.
Thank you. Okay. Now, do you want the general knowledge questions?
I do. Well, let me quickly give you a quick look at our weather one more time, since Jennifer sometimes messes it up. It's currently over 90 degrees, Jennifer. We are in quite a heat wave. How do you deal with the heat? Do you like heat?
I do not like humidity.
Okay.
No.
The humidity, by the way, it feels like 101, so it must be pretty good humidity. Can't find the humidity. They don't have the humidity on here? The heat index is 101. Oh, only 52% humidity, Jennifer.
It's not terrible. More than that.
But the heat index is 101, so be careful out there. We have overcast skies. There's a chance of rain this evening, but only a slight chance, down to 25%. Friday is clear, and then the next chance of rain will be Saturday overnight into the early morning.
Do with you a second, Kiko.
Into the early morning, before that clears off, Jennifer. Temperatures in the mid-90s through Friday and Saturday. Then we cool off a little bit for Sunday. 85 degrees and partly cloudy skies, so Sunday looks like a great day. And then we're gonna get back up into the 90s next week again. So welcome to summer in New Jersey. Okay, Jennifer has some more general trivia.
And I just want to say the War of Jenkins' Ear, its unusual name was coined by Thomas Carlyle in 1858, over 100 years later, refers to the ear severed from Robert Jenkins, captain of a British merchant ship.
So Kiko, by the way, got Spain correct. Enterprise, he said, was incorrect, right? He got Be on the Lookout, got correct. Russia, he got correct. Powell, he got correct.
I don't doubt he got them all correct.
Christmas, he got correct. So he got most of them. Well, he trained to do this. I hope he got most of them, Jennifer. I trained to be an artist.
Yes, and?
How's that working out for me?
Yeah. You do very nice artwork. Okay, the general knowledge questions. Article 3 of the Constitution. Oh, he didn't say that as part of the sentence when he asked the question. Establishes which branch of the government, the United States government?
Executive.
Judicial.
There's
three choices and you were going to get to it.
I was going to nail it at one point.
Which bay borders India to the east?
Bay of Bengal.
Very well. Very good. Is the bubonic plague a bacterial or viral infection?
Viral.
Bacterial. Designed in 1865, Boss of the Plains was a very popular what?
Designed in 1865, a Conestoga wagon.
A Stetson hat.
Oh.
Who was the first baseball player in the 40-40 club?
Give me a couple of guesses. Barry Bonds? Jose Canseco?
Yes. Very Thank good. You. Well done.
I knew it was one or the other.
I watched a very interesting documentary on the Pittsburgh Pirates last night. Do you remember Bobby Bonilla?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
He became a Met.
He was the first, Pirates were the first professional Major League Baseball game I saw at Shea Stadium against the Mets.
And then what was Jose Canseco more famously known for, besides being the first member of the 40-40 club?
Madonna. Was there a Madonna scandal?
No.
Oh.
He blew the whistle on the steroid era.
The steroid.
He was the first guy to come out and say baseball players use steroids.
Wasn't he connected with... I think he was connected with the singer.
Maybe.
Okay. Boy, Tales of a Childhood is the autobiography of which celebrated author? The grammar on these are atrocious.
Boy, it's called?
Yeah.
Mark Twain.
No, it's a modern-day author. A 20th century author. No, he writes mostly children's books.
Dr. Seuss.
Roald Dahl. You're just guessing.
I was. Of course I am.
Algeria became independent of which country in 1962?
Algeria borders on the Adriatic. Greece.
France. I don't believe Greece had many...
guessing.
What funk legend produced Red Hot Chili Peppers?
George Clinton.
I can't believe you got that.
Thank you. What y'all have to say is
never mind.
Funk legend.
In the very first season of the TV show Parks and Recreation, how did Andy Dwyer break his leg?
He fell into a pit.
He did. And
thank you.
The title of the film Sicario translates to what from Spanish?
What's the word?
Sicario.
Is what in Spanish? Sicario?
Mm-hmm.
Infirmidad.
Hitman. And Jose Canseco did date Madonna.
Okay.
In case you were wondering.
I didn't care.
I didn't think you cared, but you might have been wondering. All right, so we have any library news or anything going on at the library?
We do, Jennifer. I want to talk about the summer concert series. May I?
You
do
may.
We have commercials? Why don't we hit the last commercial break?
Why don't we talk about the garden show? We have a little bit of time before the last commercial.
Go ahead.
I get yelled
and
at.
I want to talk about Comic Fest, too. So we got a lot to talk about.
All right. Yeah, we do.
You sidetracking me with all these trivia questions.
I know. But the Garden Expo comes up in 2 weeks.
Kiko got the Hitman one, by the way.
I would expect Kiko to get the Hitman one. Saturday, July 23rd, from 9:30 to 3:00. The North County Branch Library. The Master Gardeners, Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County will be on hand to answer questions, the Native Plant Society, the Hunterdon County Shade Tree Commission, and while you're there, admire the maple tree that they planted on the...
Is there a commission for trees...
South...
that aren't shade trees?
I'm unaware. On the south side of the parking lot...
Shade Lake trees should have their own commission.
Hunterdon County Division of Parks and Recreation, Orchard Expert Carol Stober, Cacti and Succulents Expert, Organic Gardening with Marlene Franco, the Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers, will have observation hives. Jackie Kasmar from the New Jersey Bat Sanctuary will bring a big brown bat for some ooing and aahing. And Aquaponics, the Farming Future of RoboStorm Robotics, will be there from 12 to 3 displaying their work. In progress aquaponics project for the 4-H fair coming up in August. So stop in at the North County Branch Library from 9:30 to 3:00, get some of your gardening question answered, talk to some experts.
Are you
going to
be
ideas.
There? You're a big gardener.
I am. I work that day. If there's enough coverage, I'll
ask,
take a ride.
Anybody how to kill weeds so you don't have to do this every day you're off?
I want to know how to get a groundhog from stop eating my daisies.
It's called the BB gun. I got that answer.
Please, by all means, bring it to my house.
I got one.
Okie dokie.
Well, maybe I don't have one. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
I don't think you should say some, Jim Thatch. All right, but how about we do some things that we should say on air, some commercials, and we'll come back and you can talk about the summer concerts and the garden, the Comic Fest to your heart's content.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Kiko, you're 100% right. And bye, Morgan. We'll talk soon. Morgan has to stop listening.
Okay. At the top of the show, I mentioned our summer concert series and the Comic Fest. I want to talk about both of those now. Jennifer, do you mind?
I do not.
Everything, all the programs, Jennifer and I talk about on the air are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. So make sure you check that out. Just click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner. But and check out the whole page, of
and
course.
And also, don't forget to click on the Facebook link.
Yeah, like us on Facebook.
Because I've been trying really hard to post things.
And I'll try someday.
You're trying every day, Jim.
But yes, we try to post topical things on Facebook to keep you up to date on all the great things happening at the Hunterdon County Library. Jennifer, summer concert series at the Hunterdon County Library. Free outdoor concerts. Sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Bring a blanket or chair. Jennifer, bring a picnic lunch. Order pizza. Bring subs. Non-alcoholic beverages. Wink, wink. The first concert this year is Wednesday, August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. We'll welcome the Summer Swing Orchestra. All the big band favorites like Glenn Miller, Dorsey, Benny Goodman, etc., etc., Jennifer. Then the next Wednesday, August 10th at 6:30 p.m., the Blauenberg Band. It's a big community brass band, actually the oldest one in New Jersey. They've been playing since 1890.
Wow.
Impressive.
It is.
So they'll be playing all those patriotic, maybe they'll play Grand Ole Flag. We mentioned George M. Cohen. Maybe some Cohen, some Sousa, of course, some military marches. Am I doing that? I'm shaking my leg. I have restless leg syndrome.
I do not.
My mind is just...
Yeah.
I was just about to start talking about Mary Todd Lincoln. Now, where would that come from? But I don't know. And then finally, August 17th at 6:30 p.m., we welcome the British Invasion. British Invasion Years is the name of the band now. They'll do their show, The British Invasion and the American Response. They'll play songs from the 60s from both England and America. And they'll have a tribute to, guess who, Kiko? The Beatles at the end.
I think Kiko should come to this so that I can meet Kiko.
And a special treat for all you that come to the August 17th show, Nina's Waffles will be on hand to sell their delectable desserts.
Have you ever been there?
No.
And how do you know they're delectable?
What kind of advertising is that, Jennifer? I'm trying to promote something
over
here.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
Trust me, they're delectable.
Okay.
I'll clarify it for you for the next show if I have to. And then right in the middle of that, Jennifer, on Saturday, August 6th, we have the 100 and Comic Fest.
Okay, before we go to the 100 and Comic Fest, can we stay with the outdoor concerts for a minute?
Sure.
Because the park's
Well, who
do
you want to cut on now?
What?
Who do you want to cut down now? You don't like Nina's waffles.
Stop.
Who else don't you
I've never had Nina's waffles. I'm sure they're delicious. Hunterdon County Parks Department is celebrating their 30th year of Concerts Under the Stars. And tonight, Music Under the Star concert series. Tonight will be Scott DiCarlo. He's with country music. And it is at 7 o'clock at Deer Path Park. And it is free, open to the public. And they try to have the concerts outside. A decision will be made by 4:30 if they're going to have it at Hunterdon Central High School.
Okay. I believe they're okay.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. So Scott DiCarlo, with the street smarts and strength of New Jersey police sergeant and the musician and voice of a country singer, he is using his unique sound to take the country music scene into his custody.
How are street smarts going to help me with this?
It sounds like a press release you might have written, Jim.
Whoa.
So, yeah, don't miss that tonight. Okay.
Okay, Hunterdon Comic Fest, Jennifer, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library main branch on Route 12 in Flemington, New Jersey. We'll feature panels with a wide range of topics. Throughout the day, there'll be various games and activities available to all ages to participate in. I have the list of guest speakers, Jennifer. Let me just go through this real quickly. Mandy Apgar will be there. She is, I got to kind of cut through the bios here. She owns the family business Comics and Collectibles and has been running, or is the co-founder of the Lehigh Valley Comic Con. Darren Auk will be there. He has self-published comics New Worlds 1 and 2 while he was in high school. He's created comics illustrations and stretch and sketch trading cards for Marvel, DC Comics, Bregent, Rittenhouse, Archives, Fleer, Rodale Press, and Workman Publishing. Very impressive, Jennifer.
Yeah, we have a lot of impressive people who live in the area.
Characters she's most affiliated with are Ren and Stimpy, Conan, Wizard of Oz, She-Hulk. Interesting. Okay, Joseph Sillow is the writer and creator of A Blind Prophet comic books and graphic novels. Karen Demsko is a full-time web designer as well as a freelance illustrator and motion designer from the Doylestown area. We also have Rob Feldman is an illustrator and animator who is known for his online animated cult hit series, Dr. Shroud. And his company is called Earworm Media.
And he designed the little guy who's our logo.
Brendan and Brian Frame, Jennifer, they're identical twin illustrators, best known for the work on Knights of the Dinner Table and Heroes Games line of role-playing games. And they illustrated the Harvey Award-nominated Antiques, the comic strip. Among lots of other things, Kevin McCloskey will also be there. He is a writer and illustrator for Toon Banks, a publisher of hardcover comic books for children.
And he will be having worm races.
Right, because his We Dig Worms was selected by School Library Journal for the 2015 list of 10 best graphic novel books for kids.
Yes, so if you want to have worm races, by all means.
Of course, we've got to fix this typo. It says 2105 here.
Oh, dear. He also wrote...
He's a professor of illustration at Kutztown.
He is. He also wrote...
I'll have to ask Kara if she knows him.
The Real Poop on Pigeons, which is a very popular book. It got a starred review on Carcass and Publishers Weekly. So he's really a big deal.
Kevin McCloskey. I'll have to ask Kara. She might have had him for a class.
Yeah.
Brian Nowakowski will be there. He's a local Doylestown PA comic book artist who created various comics over the years via self-publishing and local publications. Shannon O'Connell will be there. She's a young artist in the world of comics. She has worked on comic books, comic strips, zines, and taught a course in graphic and narrative. She is the assistant artist working on Mr. Pig. See, people that know comics and stuff know what I'm talking about.
And she will be the judge of the cosplay contest, which will be going on all day.
Okay.
So come dressed up as your best.
Two more. John Salvino. They got quite a lineup of artists and illustrators.
And it's actually grown since you got that.
Really?
Yeah.
John Salvino will be there. He started making comic books in high school. He started comic making. What has he done? Let me get to the meat of this, Jennifer. is currently producing an independent limited comic series called She Walks with the Giant. And finally, John Schmidberger is an artist, gallerist, and cartoonist from Upper Black Eddy. He founded SFA Gallery in Frenchtown, New Jersey, showcasing contemporary art. He paints plein air style in PA, New Jersey, and Maine. And John's paintings have been exhibited widely in museums and galleries.
And we need to thank especially Jeremiah Harris, who has worked tirelessly to get this lineup, and also Rob Feldman and Caroline from the Book Garden in Frenchtown.
So this is quite an impressive Comic-Con.
It is.
I mean, they're usually called Comic-Cons, right? We called it Comic Fest.
Right, because I don't know if that's a trademark name or not.
Okay.
So I'm not even sure we're going to have enough room for all these people. We, of course, will find room, but there will be some crafts. You can make some comic books. We have some batarangs that can be cut out. And leading up to it on July 23rd at 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon, we will be showing a movie, and again on July 30th to get you excited for it.
Great. So have you gotten any feedback about the response? I have a feeling it's going to be...
I think so. And I think the Chamber of Commerce just put it on their Visit 100 site. I meant to look that up a minute ago. So that would be, we really appreciate their support. They posted the art show, and it just got a phenomenal amount of hits. And also remember, the 4-H Agricultural Fair is coming up at the end of August. So start thinking about
the
that.
The Friends of the Huntington County Library will be present in the community tent this year, so make sure to stop by their table. What are the dates of the...
I'm looking for...
I think we're getting a lot of feedback, Jennifer. Are the microphones too high?
All right, maybe. Is that better?
Slightly.
I don't have the dates right here. I think it's the week of the 22nd. I think it starts August 23rd.
All right, very good.
I think.
That's the 4-H Fair at the South County Branch Park. Not Branch, South County.
Just South County Park.
South County Park. In Ringgoes, New Jersey.
Yes. So there's a lot going on. And the Festival of Ballooning is the end of this month.
Oh, that's right. That's always a big... what, do they have a headline act this year?
I don't know who it is. Last year, was it Meatloaf?
Meatloaf was there in the past. I think Joan Jett was there in the past. I've never been to the Festival
The Bare Naked Ladies are going to be there. Meatloaf's going to be there again Sunday. And the Bare Naked Ladies on Saturday night. And that's at Sol Thorberg Airport in Reddington Township. And, of course, next weekend is the Bastille Festival in Frenchtown. And will there be other
festivities? I've never been to that.
Will there be other festivities going on?
In Frenchtown?
No, for Bastille Day.
No.
Oh, wait, which is next Thursday.
I know. I fully realized that.
Well, we've come to the end of the hour. You'll just have to stay tuned until next week to find out what I'm cackling about. And until then, thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Let the testimony begin. FBI Director James Comey before Congress this hour about his recommendation on Hillary Clinton's email scandal
He agreed to appear before the House Oversight Committee about his recommendation that no criminal charges be filed against Clinton for her handling of sensitive emails when she was Secretary of State. And Donald Trump reacts to the Attorney General's decision.
Boy, was that a fast determination. Wow. Should have waited, at least waited a little bit longer. Don't just come out with one or two sentences. Talk about it a little bit.
Speaking in Ohio, Trump wonders if Clinton would be brought before Congress for what he called her false statements. Minnesota authorities investigate after a police officer shoots and kills a black man after a traffic stop in a Minneapolis suburb last night. 32-year-old Philando Castile was in a car with his girlfriend and daughter when they were pulled over for a broken taillight. After he tells the officer he has a concealed carry permit, the officer shoots and kills him. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.com.